Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a most wonderful April 12th, 2024 morning to you. We've had a bit of rain, as I know most of the East Coast has had. I'm here in upcountry South Carolina. I'd like to welcome you. Thank you for joining me. My name is Brad Zockel, and this is the Questions About Heaven podcast. And on this early morning, I am just very, very excited that we have reached the beginning of one of the two of my most favorite passages in the Scripture, the promise to the believer. And yes, my friends, you've been asking about it. We finally arrived, Revelation chapter 21. We are going to take this bit by bit, word by word if we need, and we're going to look at the beauty of the promise to the believer, what God the Father has for us in heaven as we have overcome, as we've been faithful. The Christian's promises here are laid out in the prophetic writings of John. It is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for being so patient as we have walked through, verse by verse, through the book of Revelation. It has just been a wonderful time. Thank you so much for your patience and also for your questions and your study. I appreciate it so much. And, you know, during the course of the time of my ministry, during the week, the weekdays, you can join me over on live streaming every morning, Monday through Friday, as the Lord allows. I am on 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TikTok. And then at 9:30 in the morning for a full hour, I'm on YouTube, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so join us. So the first half hour, we will go through a study. And sometimes it will be here in Revelation, or it might be a topical subject that has been brought up that maybe some people want to know what the Scripture says on the question of heaven, or the book of Revelation, or God the Father, His sovereignty, or the way to heaven from Jesus, anything along that line. We talk about the end times as well. And the second half hour, of course, is our Q&A time. We take it from the top of the hour in both sessions, and then we will go and just deal with any questions that might come up from those that are watching and those maybe that are listening, too. We have a couple of truckers that tell me in the morning time, on their routes, they will be listening in, or some parents taking their young ones on the way to school. It's just a great, great time of being with you, and I really appreciate you being here. And, this is a great time when we're looking at all of these, just these different wonderful verses in the promise of the believer. Well, I want to thank you for your support and your help, your encouragement. This Sunday, we've had a change of plans here. I will be going instead of North Carolina. There has been a challenge there, which has caused us to move our venue, and no problem. We're just going to move it on down the road a couple of hours here, travel, and we're going to be meeting this Sunday in Newberry, South Carolina, over on Jolly Street Road. If you'd like to know some more detail, then go to my website at theheaventour.com. The ministry's website is theheaventour.com, and then go over to our travel map. And then you can take a look at the directions there and even on the map there. And we are going to be having a study. A host family is opening up their doors. And then our ministry is going to be laying out some food, bringing it over. We're going to have a grand time. It's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time this Sunday, which would be April 14th. And we're going to gather in Newberry, South Carolina. Formerly, we were going to be in Mount Airy, but because of some difficulties, we've just moved the venue across there. And look, it looks like we're going to have a wonderful time. If you come over and join us, I have a special gift for you, courtesy of my brother in Zockel Pottery. We're going to share that. So, you know, you come on and join us there. Okay, let's get into our study in Revelation. Oh, just want to remind you, I have been asked this as well. If you would like to get a hold of one of our books in our ministry, I'm working on book number 3, a collaboration with the wonderful missionary Bob Roberts. But until then, we have two books available for you, Heaven, The Adventure Begins, and What is Heaven All About? They're both available on Amazon, and you can have them drop shipped to you in like no time, or go Kindle and they can be to you, I guess, in about a minute or 30 seconds over to your phone. All right, Revelation chapter 21. Oh, just what a wonderful, wonderful passage that we have here. We've gone through the previous chapter. You might consider it, for the lack of a better unofficial title, would be known as the Great White Throne Judgment chapter. So if you're going to be giving this chapter, Revelation 21, continuing on into Revelation 22, what would be the name of it? Well, it'd be easy because it starts off in this verse, the new heaven and the new earth. We're going to go into depth about this. This is the final resting place, the final stop, the final destination, the final home of the believer. I'm going to read a handful of verses here to get us started, and we'll renew these and trust me, we are going to be thorough in this passage. If I go one verse per podcast, we'll do so. I want you to be able to see the joy and the beauty of this with as much cross-reference detail as possible. So this is, as I rotate the different translations, I will read from the ESV this morning in this. Revelation chapter 21, John is writing, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.'" Well, let's start with that. The former things have passed away. What are those former things? Well, just what was said. You get up in the morning and you feel a pain. And some of my friends that are near to my age, and this becomes more frequent. And you remember the days of your youth and you didn't have that, but now it seems that physical pain. I have some dear friends across the country. And one deals with a severe form of osteoporosis. Another one has very, very severe arthritis. I'm working with a gentleman who is now stricken with stage 3 cancer. Another one of our just wonderful parents of one of the students in the former times when I taught in the classroom. He is also dealing with not only cancer, but also neurological problems there that are on a daily basis, physical things. These are the things of the fall. Romans chapter 8, verses 19 through 22 tell us all creation since the fall is dealing with this curse. We're all under the curse. Everything's under the curse. Weather, time, people, animals, plant life, all of these things are under. But something's going to change here. We start seeing things. We can't find them. It's as if we were looking through this narrative that we're looking at in the afterlife of the believer, and we're missing things. We can't see them. I mean, think about it. We're looking at 1 Corinthians 13. We can't find any hatred in our presence with God. We go over to Revelation 21:4. Nobody dies. We see nobody's bodies are wearing out. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. And no more tears, you see, in verse 4 here. We keep seeing that we are constantly with God. There's no more separation. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 4. And Revelation chapter 7 and verse 15 tell us that as well. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 16, no one will ever hunger. Depression is gone. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 4. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 16, no one will ever thirst. Those things are gone. Can't find them. He can't find the need for food, the need for water, the need for companionship. All of those needs are gone because they're all fulfilled. No wonder in Psalm 23, the Lord says, "My cup runs over." Or as Psalm 16:11, "In your presence, Lord, is fullness of joy." All of these promises, what we see. What I want to emphasize here is that something indeed is gone. If I can emphasize one thing when I take a look at this, the new heaven and the new earth, the word is kainos. If you want to transliterate it, it is K-A-I-N-O-S, kainos. It's new. What does that mean? It means unprecedented. So there will be things with which we have a pattern in our memory of what has been on earth, but they're all unprecedented. Will there be trees in heaven? Yes, Revelation 22 tells us, but it's unprecedented. What does that mean? Well, it means it's beyond anything I've ever seen before or you've ever seen. The Christian also knows, are there waterways in heaven? Of course. Revelation 22 tells you that, but it's an unprecedented riverway. The water of life, we've never seen anything like that before. You know, will we have laughter? Yes, it's unprecedented. You know, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 55 that happiness will endure forever, constantly be in enjoyment and in wonder. All of these different things, we could go on and on. Unprecedented weather, unprecedented bodies, unprecedented friendships, unprecedented walking with God as He will be on the new earth with us. All of these things. And as we get going, let me give you an introduction here as we move into Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. We'll take, if we have to take a couple of podcasts just to walk into the opening threshold of the new earth. We'll do so, and here's what we have. You are seeing the fulfillment of what has gone on since the beginning of the writing of the Scriptures. We go in the Old Testament, we see, looking forward, the promise from Yahweh Himself. Isaiah 65 and verse 17, I create new heavens and a new earth. And Isaiah 66 verse 22, for just as the new heavens and the new earth will endure, so will your name and your family of believers, they will endure as well. Now, what goes? I mean, these things are coming. The joy, the wonder, the closeness with Christ, but what goes away? Well, let's pick one thing today. We can emphasize this. Isaiah 25 and verse 8 gives us this prophecy. God will swallow up death for all time. Just swallowed up. Swallowing up means it's gone from the view, gone from the existence. It is gone. In the millennial kingdom that we talked about earlier in Revelation chapter 20, there was a beauty on the earth, wonderful environment, and yet death was still prevalent. Isaiah 65 and verse 20 says, "It has life was much improved, as a matter of fact, if one would die before the age of 100. Let's say, well, that's just like as if a baby died. That's just like if a child died. Indeed, longevity will be evident on the new earth, in the millennial kingdom, in the millennial kingdom, but there is the presence of death that is there. As a matter of fact, in the final battle, in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 9, you are going to see that battle will entail death. In the presence of the believers, the rebellious will die, and so death is there. But now the eternal kingdom, oh, death's gone. Revelation 20 and verse 14 tells us that as that chapter concludes, sin and death are vanquished. And now we're looking at a new created order of joy, a new wonderful family living. This is just so wonderful. You know, it's hard for me at the age of 64 seeing spiritual mentors, dear friends, and parental figures in my life, you know, stepping into eternity, beloved Christians, or even classmates of mine, both from high school and college, that have stepped, what we would say, prematurely into eternity, into the presence of the Lord, leaving this life. And there's a grieving here because in our mortal grasp, we want to see them one more time. We want to hold on to them, and death is always a very hard thing, and see the aging that brings upon death. Well, that's not going to be here anymore, as we see. Even with all of the old things, the present heaven, with all of its follies and all of its curses, well, even the earth is going to be leaving us. And it's as if God says, you know, the present heaven, I can do better. And so we see that being removed. Psalm 102, verses 25 and 26 says, just as the first heavens and earth will perish, they will wear out like a garment, they will be changed. Oh, okay, so, and the things within that realm, they will be gone too. Isaiah 51 and verse 6 also says this, the earth, well, this present earth, it'll wear out like a garment. Think of erosion. You know, think of all of these things and the aging of the earth too. But it reminds us, but my salvation will not wear out, righteousness will not wear out, will not fade out forever. We're going to have a permanent existence of joy in a new realm in eternity. Death is gone. Can you imagine this? When we are taking a step in all of the new wonders. You know, we talked about this yesterday. At salvation, Romans 6:4, we stepped into newness of life, which started the very earthly moment you made a decision in repentance and giving your life over to Christ. He is indeed your Savior now, but He's also your Lord. You're following Him. And as it says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 22, you've given your allegiance to God. That's leading to holy living here on this earth, which will lead into eternal life. Did I hear anything about the word death there? No, it's gone. Death is gone. And that's where I stop our thinking today. This is where I stop our narrative today. The podcast is going to conclude with this. I want you to think about this, where you will, if you were to be on the earth today with all of its problems, but realizing that you're not going to die, that you will have, or your Christian friends, you're all going to be able to live, that would never be a consideration. What would it be like? Well, now think about this. Along with sin, along with the deceiver, along with the attacks on you, the persecutions, the disappointments, the lack of communication among well-meaning people or the problems. Revelation 21:27 says there's nothing that defiles in our presence with God in the eternal kingdom. Nothing that defiles. The curse is gone, Revelation 22:3. And of course, that curse is death as well, defilement of the body in deterioration and death. It's gone. It's one of the first gifts we see from the Lord. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Contemplate on that. There's more I could say, but I've got to head over and start our live stream classes here on the social media times. Thank you so much. Just contemplate on that, friends. And it, just as we go through this life, there's great joy. Like whenever I get to meet you, we get together and celebrate those things. But we also know we have to part. You know, there's a bit of a sadness whenever I leave a venue, leave some wonderful Christian people. And then in the extreme, then there's a time when our bodies, when we will leave our loved ones here and then step into a whole new realm as believers. But we're not going to have any separation in heaven. We're going to be together. Wow, something to think about. Now, is it just that we're going to be together in some horizontal plane of existence? No, everything opens up. That newness of life of Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 means this. We've wanted to pray more dearly to Jesus and hear His voice more closely. We will. We want to be able to say, I'd like my life to have meaning, both for me and for you, Lord. I want to make it worth it. Well, the Bible says we'll reign with Him, Revelation 22:5. And it all comes to, when you see in the Scriptures, are people running around celebrating each other? Oh no, the joy is utmost when we celebrate Christ for what He has done. Thanking God the Father, enjoying the Holy Spirit in heaven, for what has been done for us in our obedience, following Him, the way, as it says in John 14:6. And oh, there's the celebration. Remember to have a time of just thankfulness to Jesus today for the way He's made for you. Thank you, friends. More I can say, and we'll save that for the next time as we continue in the opening steps of Revelation chapter 21. God bless you. Take care. And Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.